بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this holy month of Ramadan is passing by very fast, very quick. Only few days left. This is the Jumatul Wida, and maybe most probably next Juma will be Eid al-Fitr. I'm not announcing, it all depends on moon sighting. But most probably, inshallah, we hope that we can sight the moon on Thursday night so we can celebrate on Friday, inshallah. Make dua for that. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants opportunities after opportunities, chance after chance to change our lifestyle. And we still indulge and involve in worldly affairs and become neglectful, careless with regard to our akhirah, the life after death, which is eternal life. And that is the whole purpose of our existence in this world, that each and every day, each and every single moment, we should be worried and we should make an effort to prepare for our eternal life. And then there is no U-turn. Once you exit from this dunya, from this world, a person is not going to come back to rectify or to correct. In this life, whatever lifespan Almighty Allah has granted us, that is the only chance we have. And during this lifespan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us so many opportunities to change our lifestyle. So at the end, we cannot blame anyone else but ourselves. Now, Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ajra radiyallahu ta'ala an narrated this beautiful hadith, eye-opener. He said, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم احذر المنبر فحذرنا فلما ارتقى درجة قال آمين فلما ارتقى الدرجة الثانية قال آمين فلما ارتقى الدرجة الثالثة قال آمين فلما نزل قلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد سمعنا منك اليوم شيئا ما كنا نسمعه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن جبريل عرض لي فقال بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له قلت آمين فلما رقيت الثانية قال بعد من ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك قلت آمين فلما رقيت الثالثة قال بعد من أدرك أبويه الكبر عنده أو أحدهما فلم يدخلاه الجنة قلت آمين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ajra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the Masjid al-Nabawi and he told us come nearby member, nearby pulpit. So we all gather to nearby pulpit to listen what advice and admonishing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to give us. But while he was standing up onto the pulpit on the first day, he said Ameen, and we all heard that. It was loud. Then he stepped onto the second pulpit. He said Ameen. Then he went onto the third and he said Ameen. Then he delivered the khutbah, sermon, whatever advices, admonishings he had to give, he gave us. Then he descended. When he came down, we were amazed. We were wondering. And that was the beauty of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in. They used to observe every action, every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time. And anything they used to notice, that it is not common, it is not general, it's something extraordinary, something Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never done before, they never used to hesitate to question and ask there and there. That, Ya Rasulullah, today we found you doing this, or today we heard like this, we never heard before. Please explain us, elaborate for us. And that's how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to explain and elaborate the reason and wisdom behind it. So here also, as soon as he came down from the pulpit, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today we witness you, you have said something while going onto the pulpit and minbar, we never heard before this. What is that? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained. If Sahaba wouldn't ask question, he wouldn't explain. That would be secret. But we should thank Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alaihi majma'in to make the Islam so clear for us by questioning and asking all the time to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah reward them, ajr and azima. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, look, when I came to the first step of the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in front of me. And we know Jibreel salam is angel, invisible, we cannot see. So Sahaba couldn't see. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could see and converse with Jibreel salam all the time. So, he said, as I climb onto the first, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I came with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to tell you. And you have to say Ameen on it. He said, what? He said, then Jibreel alayhi salam curse, ba'udah, this is the word of curse. He said, Allah destroy that person, curse upon him. Who found holy month of Ramadan, he was sound and healthy and he could not pardon, he could not gain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said Ameen. I mean, what else a person need and require when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wide open 24/7? Allah's mercy is descending day and night in the holy month of Ramadan. His angels are announcing, making an announcement. Is there anyone asking forgiveness? So Allah can forgive him. Is there anyone asking increasement in the risk and sustenance? So Allah can increase his risk. Is any sick person suffering from any kind of disease? So Allah can cure him. Is anyone suffering any kind of problem, marital problem, social problem, economical, financial problem? So Allah can remove all those obstacles, all those problems, solve all his problems. Is there anyone? So this announcement every single day after Salatul Maghrib, month of Ramadan, angels are making. No one is raising the hand and asking, begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then what else he required? He must be destroyed. So I said, Ameen. It is very, very dangerous, my brothers and sisters, that rahmatul lil alamin, who came in this world as a mercy. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatul lil alamin. We have not sent you in this world, but as a mercy for the entire universe. That merciful being is cursing and saying Ameen. How severe it is, how dangerous it is, how unlucky that person who did not take care of Ramadan and is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else stands, what else he need to be forgiven than the holy month of Ramadan? He did not take care of the Ramadan. He did not value the days and blessed nights of Ramadan. He still continued his life, not fasting, backbiting, slandering, doing all lot of things what he used to do in normal days. Same thing carrying on during the month of Ramadan also. Doesn't make any difference in his life. So that kind of person deserves to be cursed by Allah, by his angel Jibreel Islam, and by beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to be very, very careful, my brothers and sisters. We should not fall in this curse, in this category. We have to value this time. So only few days left, few nights left. We have to leave all the negligence and grab these opportunities, the precious, valuable time of the holy month of Ramadan, and spend some time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, making some zikrullah, making istighfar, raising the hands and asking and begging for our own benefits. Whatever we are in required of this world, Allah is what he wants to grant us. But if you want to take from his treasure, to whom we have to blame? None other than ourselves. Then he said, when I ascended onto the second step, Jibreel Islam said, curse upon him, woe to him. In front of him, your name is mentioned, and he did not send salutation and salam upon you. I said, Ameen. So my brothers and sisters, we are sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We over entire life, whatever we have, it is because of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he has a right upon you, upon me, upon you, upon everyone of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least minimum, that whenever we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should send salutation. That's why ulama said, once in the lifetime, it is wajib, compulsory, to recite Durood Sharif. The best Durood Sharif is Durood Ibrahim, which we are reciting in our salah after At-Tahiyyat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidul Majid until end. So this is the best durood, but there are so many other durood. The meaning, the shortage one is sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah have salah and rahmah and mercy and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the meaning of sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whenever we hear Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't say that, then there is a curse. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen upon it. So we have to protect ourselves from that curse of Jibreel alayhi salam and the Ameen of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at least we should say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the third step, he said, Ameen. So Jibreel Islam cursed, woe upon that person who found his parent in old age, one or both, and yet he couldn't get entry into the Jannah, into paradise, by serving and pleasing them. And I said, Ameen. My brothers, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most important personality in our lives, who has more right than anyone else, are our parents. Because of our mother and father, we are here in this world. They brought us in this world. In physical terms, is like asbab and means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized them for us to be born in this world. So that's why, after the ihsan, after the hukukullah, after rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several places, in several ayat and verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Treat your parents nicely. Treat your parents with respect and dignity. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّكَ رَحَمُمَا كَمَا رَبِّيَانِ سَقِيرًا. Bani Israel. The whole etiquette, how to treat, how to behave in front of your parents. Don't even raise your voice in front of your parents. It's not allowed. No matter how healthy and bodybuilder you are, and how wealthy you are, and whatever you are, the president or CEO or whatever, in front of your parent, you are just child, nothing. Don't boast in front of your parents who you are. Whatever you are is because of your parents. So respect your parents. Don't raise your voice in front of parents. Don't back chat them. Today's children, when parents ask something, mother and father, they just back chat. We don't have time. They ask you for something, some favor. No, I don't have time. I'm busy. Busy with my game. This is the dilemma. This is the new generation, my brothers and sisters. They have no respect whatsoever for the parents. And this is the sign of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are several signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. One of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when children will disrespect the parents and they will have good relation with the friends. They will stay away from the father, but they will be close to their friends. This is a sign of Qiyamah, and it is happening all over the world. Every house has this problem. The children are disobedient, disrespectful. Here Rasulullah Jibreel curse upon those kind of children who do not respect the parents. And by serving them, do not get entry into the paradise. Because in one of the hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned that verily the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lying in the pleasure of father. If your father happy with you, Allah will be happy. And if your father is unhappy and is angry, upset with you, no matter you spend whole night on musalla, Allah will not care about it. Allah will not accept. Go and please your father first. Apologize to him first. Ask forgiveness from him. If he forgives you, he becomes happy with you, then and then only Allah will forgive you and Allah will become it. How important it is, my brothers. How important it is. Our ibadah is not accepted until and unless our parents are not happy with us. So please, those children, youngsters, for some reason, they are not talking to their parents, not respecting to their parents. In this holy month of Ramadan, their fasting, their taraweeh, their sadqah are not accepted by Allah. Think about it. So apologize to your parents and be soft in front of them. Be respectful to them. And this is the only way we can come out from this curse of Jibreel alayhi salam and Ameen of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, few things. Well, number one is the Sadqatul Fitr. Still those brothers and sisters who did not pay yet, it is advisable, don't delay it until the Eid day, because Sadqatul Fitr have to be given to the poor and needy people before Eid Salat. And if you bring the money over here on Eid day, we have no avenue to send it to the overseas or things like that. So please, give away your charity, your sadaqah, whatever inshallah is remaining. Zakat, if you still didn't pay on your jewelry or cash, is still counting. Please, take it off before Ramadan is ending. And there are few nights left, old nights especially, Laylatul Qadr. We can still hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah ta'ala grant us, this great night, spend some night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so Allah can change our life and have barakah and blessing in our life.